Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I trust that the Lord would speak into our hearts today. We're continuing in 1 John chapter 4 this morning, 1 John chapter 4 verses 1 to 6. It reads, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." On Wednesday, we go as a country to vote for a new government. We have been faced, I'm sure all of us, with many, many choices. Every political party wants us to vote for them. But the reality, friends, is we are faced with choices every single day of our life. We've got to make decisions as to how we're going to face the future, how we're going to make changes, how we're going to live our lives. Wednesday is just another choice. Today's passage speaks about these sort of situations. A group of people, false people, under the leadership of a man called Cerinthus, was trying to mislead the early believers by spreading lies about who Jesus truly was. They wanted those early believers not to follow Christ, but to follow their understanding of who Jesus was. They wanted them to reject the truth that the apostles, and particularly the apostle John, had taught this early church. Now, while this passage that we're going to look at today doesn't really deal with politics in particular, I do believe it helps provide us with some good guidelines to help us make good decisions in life. What John wrote to the church almost 2,000 years, friends, ago, is still relevant for us today. We still need to be discerning about truth. And so I've entitled my message today, "How discerning are you as a Christian? Can you tell the difference between a Nazi or an apple wrapped up in Nazi skin?" Friends, the reality is people portray one thing, but deep down are something else altogether. So I want us to consider how we can be discerning as Christians. First of all, you are discerning as a Christian if you earnestly seek to know what the truth is. John writes, "Dear friends, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God." Friends, the world we're living in is full of misinformation. The media, both the mainstream media and social media, and particularly social media, friends, has been used and abused to spread misinformation wherever you go, friends. The reality is, in recent years, there's been a further complication, because now we have tools available to us called AI, artificial intelligence. And those tools, friends, can take a message that you want to send and look over all the internet and discover what there is to say about that message, and compile a message and present a message as if it were the truth. That's the world in which we're living in, friends. Universities have had to develop special software these days to, when students submit their assignments to universities these days, they submit those assignments to a program, and the program can look through the internet to see whether the student has done the work himself or whether he's cheated by using an AI tool to create the assignment for him. Friends, we should not be surprised as Christians, because the reality is this world is full of lies. Jesus warned about it. Listen to John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 44. Jesus was talking about the Pharisees who had taken some of the truth of God and had added their own truth to it and created a new religious system which wasn't what God originally intended it to be. And Jesus says this to them: "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out the devil's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him," Jesus said. When he lies, when the devil lies, friends, Jesus said, he's speaking his natural language, because he is the father of all lies. Friends, we've got to be careful. We've got to be very careful, because when people come from the worldly point of view, the reality is they're serving the devil. They may not know that they're serving the devil, but we've got to be careful. Why is this so important, friends? Friends, it's important because we need Christians who are discerning. This is vital, particularly when it comes to spiritual thinking. One just has to look, even in a small town like ours, friends, at the number of false teaching there is, even in the town in which we live. Many who claim to be the true prophets and teachers of the Scripture, but take Scripture and totally take it out of context and use it for their own philosophies and beliefs. Friends, as the Church of God, we are told to test the Spirit. Test the truth that has been coming from the pulpits of our land. We as Christians need to be discerning. We need to call out false teachers and false prophets, because friends, there are many. But friends, it doesn't only relate to spiritual teaching. It also relates to all thinking. The sad reality, as Christians, sometimes we kind of differentiate between spiritual truth and secular truth. We say, because this is politics, we don't have to apply the rules of Scripture to it. But friends, we've got to be very careful, because the Bible doesn't differentiate between that which is spiritual and that which is secular. Let me give you an example out of the Old Testament. The Jewish people believed that God was involved in every single part of their lives. How do we know that? Well, let me give you an illustration. Archaeologists have been digging all around the Middle East area, and they discovered that when they found areas where the Jewish nation, when it moved from Egypt up into the Promised Land, when they discovered those areas, they discovered that there were spades amongst the articles that were there. Why would there be spades? When they discovered the movements of other people, they weren't spades. Well, friends, what they understood was that when Jewish people went to the toilet, I know this is going to sound very gross, when they went to the toilet, they would dig a hole, and they would do their business in the hole, and then they would cover it with the sand that they had dug. Why? Because, friends, they believed that God walked amongst them. And they did not want their God to be defiled by the very dirt that had come out of their bodies. Friends, God is part of everyday life. We need to be discerning about everything. But not only do we need to be discerning, friends, we need to be determined to expose the truth. The Scriptures tell us that we need to test the truth. Friends, the reality is that there are many Christians who know the truth but keep quiet about it. There's a famous saying, and there's a lot of debate as to who originally said this particular saying, but the saying says this: the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good people say nothing. The person who originally said it was a man called John Stuart Mill. He said this in 1867. Bad men need nothing more to compass their ends than that good men should look on and do nothing. Friends, as Christians, when we know what is true is true, we need to be the ones who speak about that truth. We don't need, excuse me, we need discerning Christians, and we need determined Christians to ensure that truth, friends, gets upheld in every way. Secondly, you're not only a discerning Christian if you earnestly seek the truth. You're discerning Christian, friends, if you use Jesus as the standard of your truth. Friends, what do you use to measure other things against. Is Jesus the standard? Listen to what John writes. Dear friends, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is come from God. But whoever does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Who do you use as the standard to measure other things against? I did a little research about what different standards people use to determine the criteria of truth. I've put them there for you. They come out of, and I just use Wikipedia, the common kind of encyclopedia. People say things are true if they have authority. Well, friends, sometimes something might sound authoritative, but it still doesn't make it true. People are true if what they're saying, if the truth corresponds with what they're saying. Some say truth are the customs or the traditions that we have. Friends, many traditions and many customs don't come out of the scriptures. And we've got to make sure that the customs and the traditions that we have, friends, are measured against the scriptures, against the truth of Jesus. Some people say, just because it works, it must be true. No, friends, just because something works doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. We need to make sure that it has come from God. Some people say, just because it's old, it must be true. No, friends, that's not true either. What is the criteria that we Christians must use to determine the truth? Simply these two things, friends. What does what we're listening to have to say about who Jesus is? Who's Jesus? Is Jesus significant to the person trying to convince you about truth? Cerinthus, friends, had a measure of who Jesus was. He had created Jesus out of a figment of his imagination. But it wasn't the Jesus who had walked the face of this earth. In fact, according to Cerinthus, Jesus didn't even walk on this earth. He was just another person. But friends, there's another test. Is Jesus at the heart of the person who is spreading information? Does that person have a relationship with Jesus? Does that person live in such a way that Jesus is honored and glorified by what they say and what they do? Friends, this is what we as Christians should be looking for. These are the people we should be turning to. This is the discerning Christian. The discerning Christian, friends, is looking for somebody who is a follower of Jesus Christ. Somebody who believes that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Friends, if somebody is discounting who Jesus is, that's not a person we need to be following. There is only one who is truth. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whatever anybody else may say, whenever they may claim to have all the answers for life, friends, if it doesn't include Jesus, it is not the truth. Thirdly, you know you are a discerning Christian when you're earnestly seeking the truth. Friend, I want you to test the truth. I've often said from the pulpit, when you leave here on a Sunday morning, I'm expecting you, some of you, to go back to your homes and take the sermon I've preached and measure it against the Bible. And if what I have preached does not measure up to what the Bible says, friends, then I give you authority to fire me tomorrow. Because, friends, the truth needs to come out of God's words. But, friends, secondly, remind you that the truth, friends, is something each of us need to ensure that Jesus is the standard. But finally, you are discerning as a Christian if you listen to God rather than the world. Listen to what John writes. Dear children, you are from God and overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we can recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Friends, when you listen to somebody, are they speaking from the perspective of truth about God, or are they speaking from the perspective of truth of the world? There is only one major clue, between error and truth, friends. Some speak from the viewpoint of the world, and some speak from the viewpoint of the scripture. Make sure, friends, that when you're making choices, that you seek people who have the glory of God as their ultimate aim. That is what we want to do. That is when we are discerning. When God is lifted up, when God is honored, God is put in the central place of that thinking. Friends, those are the people that we want to look to lead us in whatever sphere it may be, whether it be politics, whether it be church, whether it be in our workplace. Friend, we need to discern between those who follow Christ and those who follow the father of this world, Satan himself, the great deceiver. Friends, the Bible tells us the devil comes as an angel of light. Sometimes we need to be careful that sometimes falsehood comes as an angel of light. Make sure that as believers we're able to discern between truth and that which is false. Lord, help us. Help us in this week, Lord, as we make a very important decision, each of us, Lord, as to who we will elect to take us into the future of our country. Lord, we pray that you would give us a discerning spirit as we look at that page full of names, Lord. May your truth speak into our hearts. May we find people, Lord. May we seek people who we believe will honor you in what they say and what they do. Give us your truth, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.